Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Today we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dear listeners, Professor Naqvi is a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, and we have had this pleasure to have him in the studio. We, in this program, discuss your problems, questions related to the Islamic upbringing and different topics which have a very great deal with the Islamic upbringing of children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad and his family, may peace be upon them. Well, Professor Naqvi, we have been discussing about love and obedience in the upbringing. I would just want you to give us the basics of the theme that we have today, and then we will go to the audience questions.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Basically, I think that it is important to understand that all our actions and our behavior with respect to each other, especially, and especially when we're about to raise children, we need to understand that this relationship has to be based upon love and affection. And it's not just loving people by having those emotions and feelings inside you. It's more about expressing those feelings in a proper way. But how does that come about? Because feelings have to translate into actions. But based on the worldview which we have, the ideology which we talk about and profess about, Islam and the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt al Islam, the most prominent thing is the love of Allah Almighty, from which the love of all mankind should emanate. If we should know that Allah Almighty in the first place loves His creations, especially mankind, human beings. Basically, it's because of love that He has created everything. We believe that He has, number one, He is omniscient, He knows everything, His knowledge expands everything, and then His knowledge changes into His will based on the love of Himself and His creations. And then that changes into omnipotence. Not that it changes, it is the omnipotence and is over all power over the universe is extended because of that knowledge and that love that is in His very essence.
Okay.
And now, so basically the creation of the world is based on that love that He has.
Yeah.
And then He expects us to love Him, and He expects us to obey Him.
It's often said that the amount of love that a mother has towards a child, it's not just 0.11% of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has towards
exactly.
A human being. So how do we relate that, basically? How do we come to know about that?
Actually, the problem is which we need to resolve in our lives is that how can we manage the love that we have for our children, for us, for our close kinsmen and our family members and our each other, how can it be subsumed and brought under the umbrella of the love of Allah Almighty? That is the important thing.
All right.
Because
love, everybody has, like each parent has love for his child. But you're saying the important thing over here is how that love gets reflected in that parent and how he's able to show that this love is the love of the ultimate God. Well, we'll discuss more on the topic. Let's go for a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Naqavi with us, and we are discussing a theme today in upbringing is love. And Professor Naqavi, you were saying that parents do love their children. All parents have different parents love their children differently. However, it's very important that this love should reflect the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly. As you said, everyone has love for his children or their children. Why? Because they are his or her offspring. They belong to him or her. Just in the same way that Allah loves us, because he has created us. He loves himself, therefore he loves his creations. In the same way, we have played a role in the birth of our children, so they belong to us in this sense, because we have become a part of the cause and effect system that Allah has created, through which our children come to this world. And so they belong to us, so we love them because they are ours. I don't love another person's child because he's not from me. That child is not from me. But the most important thing is that this chain has to be reflected, this chain of effect, cause and effect. The cause is Allah Almighty. He has created us, and through us he has created our children. So this love of Allah should be extended through our love to our children. Our love of our children should not be because they are our children, because they have been given to us by Allah Almighty. Therefore, the result would be that we do not expect them to obey us. We expect them to obey Him. So all right. Obedience to Allah is the primary concern. That is the ultimate thing.
So
we need to train our children in such a way that they obey Allah Almighty and they love Allah Almighty.
So are you actually trying to say, like, we as parents, when we become kind to our children, and sometimes we have these questions kind of like, if you forgive your child for any damn mistake, he was expecting to get punished very severely. And then when you actually forgive your child, so are you trying to say when such children come up and they say, hey mom, how come are you so forgiving? Or hey dad, how come are you so forgiving? Then this mother should give a reply kind of, because Allah is forgiving, because Allah is kind. So that's how I am kind, and I'm one of his one of a very smallest tiny like things in his object, in his creation.
Yes, so one of the aspects is this, that what you're saying, that when a child is being forgiven by his children, he feels that our parents are doing the right thing, they're doing a good thing. But they should also know,
they should relate it to the actual cause.
Exactly. The important thing is that a lot of people say, we should fear Allah Almighty. What is taqwa? Fearing Allah Almighty. To fear Allah, to have the fear of Allah Almighty. Whereas we should have the love of Allah Almighty in our hearts. Why do we say the fear of Allah Almighty? Allah something to be feared? From?
Because if you are scared of something, then you how come you can love that personality? Love comes when you are very actually free and relaxed with someone, and then is when you that love comes in. Well, we'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi, and we're discussing love as a main theme in Islamic upbringing. Professor Naqavi, before going to the break, you made us understand some very important concepts, that the actual cause of love in this world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and its effect is reflected in its creation, like in that of parents and children love. So one of the important questions that we have reached right now is, how can we develop love for Allah and our children when at the same time we are telling them to fear Allah?
Exactly. So we need to understand ourselves that the fear of Allah Almighty is not something separate from the love of Allah Almighty. When we say that Allah Almighty becomes displeased, or we should fear Him because we would not like to offend Him, we should not make Him angry with us, He should not express His wrath upon us, He should not put us to punishments, give us punishments, or, for example, there are earthquakes in the and natural calamities, disasters going on, and this is the expression of the wrath of Allah Almighty. He is ghadab. Then we say, look, no, but His ghadab is surpassed by His love and for His mercy. His mercy is much more than His ghadab and His wrath and His anger. Now, there are two ways of explaining, understanding this and explaining this. We say love and anger are two parallel things, or we can say no, anger or displeasure is a result of the love that He has. He loves us and He wants us to become perfect people, good people, and because we stray from that path, when we deviate from that path, He dislikes the fact that we are deviating from the right path. So His love, His fear, His anger, His displeasure is also a result of His love. So in the same way, when we are angry with our children, it's because of our love for them. And they should realize that if my parents are becoming angry, it's not because they are they have personal emotions and feelings and they have been, you know, put off by my actions. No, they are concerned with my behavior. They are concerned with my becoming a good person. Mm-hmm. So therefore, just as Allah Almighty's anger is surpassed by His love and mercy, and actually the anger and the thing which we should fear is His displeasure, because we are deviating from the path that He has shown us. And actually, the anger is also a part of the love. It is due to the love that He has for us. In the same way, we have to bring up our children to make them realize that if we scold them, if we show them, put them, we show our displeasure with the actions, it's not because of their personal feelings. It's because of our
love and care.
Love and care, that we want them to be on the right path. And we want them to be on the right path which Allah Almighty has shown, not the right path which we think.
Which we actually see as the right path. Well, here we have groups of people who get developed into two categories. Some who either are very obedient to Allah, or and some who become disobedient. How these when they become adults, become two different kinds of personalities. Sometimes even from the same families. We'll discuss this more under the same theme in upcoming episode. Thank you so much, Professor Nakavi, for being with us. Thank you so much to our listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our program again, please go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab COI Call of Islam and you'll find our programs there. Well, you can also search us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam. If you have any queries, any questions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.